Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. And as I was praying and seeking the Lord before coming on the air, I asked the Lord for a word out of His Word that would just minister to your heart. And the Lord gave me Psalm 46, and I believe as we spend just a few moments in this psalm, that the Lord's going to make this a rhema word to your heart personally. Let me share this psalm with you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is your refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations He hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Beloved, the Lord is your refuge and strength. Your life is hidden in God, and that's just about as safe as one could possibly be. To hide in the refuge of God is to hide in His love, His mercy, and power. And what does this mean? Well, not only perfect safety, which is a real consolation when fears and doubts assail, but also perfect abandonment to the Lord's will as well as His work. Though the earth be removed, think about that, like a major earthquake, you can have unmovable, unshakable confidence in God's goodness, as well as His promise to care for you. Your house is built on the eternal rock. Therefore, the rain, the floods, or winds cannot shake it. Remember that parable that Jesus spoke in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 28? When one would build one's house on the rock, though the storms might rise, that house will not be moved, as opposed to a house that's built upon the sand. Our God is mightier than the noise of many waters. And another priceless possession that you have as God's dear child is an infinite supply. How beautiful are these words. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. And He causes us to drink of the river of Thy pleasures, Psalm 36:8. He is your great shepherd, your good shepherd. And He desires to lead you by still waters. What does that represent? Well, the unplumbed depths of God's great thoughts. And He wants to strengthen you by living streams of His eternal truth. Nothing is more wonderful than the presence of Jesus, especially when our hearts are cast down within us and we feel overwhelmed with the trials of life. What wonderful, unfailing comfort. God, yes, God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. Beloved, His abiding presence is your continual protection and the guarantee of rest in service. Hear what Exodus 33, 14, and 15 says. And this was as a result of Moses' prayer to the Lord. And he, the Lord, said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And Moses said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up from here." Now, there's nothing more important in our lives than the presence of the Lord. And because of His great love for you personally, beloved, you can face tomorrow with assurance and confidence. Verses 8 and 9 declare, "Come, behold what desolation He hath made." So looking backward as well as forward in time, God will crush the workers of iniquity and His kingdom shall prevail. We've read the back of the book. Hallelujah. And so as you meditate upon the wonderful works of the Lord, as well as those things He's done very recently and personally for you, your heart can overflow with gratefulness. Let your thankfulness be expressed in your praises to Him. Verse 10 says, "Be still." Oh, there's a beauty, and there's such an importance in being still before the Lord. Only those who have faith in God can possibly be quiet and at rest when circumstances are apparently adverse. In the storms of life, what need we to do? Just rest in Him. It is in the stillness of soul that we learn to know God. Isaiah 37 and 15 says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Remember, your appointed end is victory, and the Lord will be exalted in the earth." That's verse 10. Praise and victory is the end for those who will trust in the Lord. Praise God. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy comes in the morning. Your prayers, your tears are precious before the Lord. As you listen to me today, you might be feeling so tired, but I want to share another scripture with you to help refresh you. James 5 and 15 says, "Let them, the elders, pray over him, anointing him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick." Well, as we understand this Greek word here, akamno, it's very interesting that it's used here for the word sick. Sometimes we think it just means physical illness, but it also carries the meaning to be weary from constant work. And it suggests that the common accompaniment of sickness, weariness of mind, may hinder physical recovery. Are you weary in your mind? What does that mean? It means to become feeble, faint-hearted, or weary. The opposite meaning, the antonym, if you will, means to rest, to cease from work, to refresh. I don't know about you, beloved, but just living life in this world can wear one down. And we know from Revelation 13 and 7, it's Satan's express purpose to make war with the saints. So many of God's people today are experiencing exhaustion on so many levels, and yet doing all they know to do to walk pleasing to the Lord. And God has been dealing with me personally about the principle of rest for God's people, about the necessity of rest and relaxation. Sometimes it takes sickness to get us to slow down. That's not God's will. Being worn out physically as well as mentally on a bed of affliction doesn't give glory to God. Why is this important? Because God wants health and balance in our lives. And if we don't have His divine priorities in our lives, which include proper care of our physical temple, we endanger ourselves to another kind of weariness. And that is expressed in the Greek word, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's E-K-K-A-K-E-O, Akachio. This means to lose one's courage, to be remiss or slothful in duty. Twice, in different places in the New Testament, this phrase appears, "Be not weary in well-doing." That's 2 Thessalonians 3:13 and Galatians 6 and 9. The word for weary is that akatio. So, beloved, physical, mental, and emotional overload will cause us to lose spiritual courage in the trials of life. And the Lord doesn't want us faint-hearted, but He wants to give us courage. Beloved, I'm on this broadcast so that you can be revived by the word of the Lord, that you can flourish and prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So what's the remedy? Well, we got to take time out. We have to choose to be like Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus. And beloved, there's a time, not that we don't need to, you know, God does, there's work, necessary things and tasks we need to do, but sometimes it's important to lay aside all Martha-like activity, lay aside those goals, and find out His plans for you right now in your life. Sometimes doing nothing is the most spiritual thing you can do. And, you know, that appears to be at great opposition and conflict for our goal, achievement-oriented mentality, even within the church today. Beloved, to be all that God wants you to be, you must take your orders from Him, not from others, or even from those high goals and aspirations that you've set for yourself. Sometimes we tend to drive ourselves. But what do we need to do is just rest in that quiet confidence and authority that He gives. And as we do that, we will be renewed. What does it say? Those that wait upon the Lord in Isaiah, they shall renew their strength. So let me just encourage you with the second half of Galatians 6:9, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And beloved, my earnest prayer for you is that you will experience His rest and renewal in every area of your life. The challenges of the days ahead of us require that we be at our very best. Amen and amen. So, beloved, I just sense as you hear these words and as you follow them and do them, you're going to begin to see a turnaround for the better. Keep praising Him and looking up in faith. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to be able to minister to you on this broadcast. Just receive that word of the Lord. If you get a chance, reread Psalm 46. He wants to just strengthen you. And Father, I thank you right now. I send forth the word of strengthening and refreshing and blessing and peace to you, your beloved, right now. And Lord, as they wait upon you, they shall arise in the strength of the Lord. I give you praise for it. Well, thank you for joining me. And if you need the support of ongoing agreeing prayer, there's a spiritual principle in agreement, you know. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. It's always such a blessing to hear from new members of my radio family that perhaps have not written before. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for every be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.